the previous dictation that I was doing did cut off, so I'm going to resume this dictation on Thomas Lewis, T-H-O-M-S-M-A-S. Last name is L-E-W-I-S, and the date of birth was 6/24/1963. I was in the assessment. You can document a general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. He does have some pressure in his maxillary sinuses. No obvious swelling to the jaw. However, he does have point tenderness. Bilateral tympanic membranes intact. No erythema to the posterior pharynx. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2, tachycardia. Respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, he has decreased range of motion to that right leg, as he did just fall on it prior to arrival. He has also had that stroke with residual effects. Neuro ANO times 4, ataxic gait, status post stroke 2 years ago, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, acute sinusitis. Number 2, opioid dependence. And number 3, traumatic injury to the right knee, status post fall prior to arrival. Patient did have a 2-view x-ray of his knee, which showed no obvious fracture or deformity. He did agree to get a Decadron shot IM while in office. We did run his PMP, and patient does get quite a few narcotic medications from Dr. Crete, so we will not be giving him any narcotic medications today. However, we will give him amoxicillin to treat his acute sinusitis. If he has any worsening of condition, he's welcome to return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. He does agree to this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.